This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Martin Webber. A powerful electron microscope capable of magnifying specimens by thousands of times is currently on loan to Tunbridge School. Access is being arranged for other schools, and it's hoped the microscope will inspire children across West Kent to learn more about science. The Hitachi microscope comes from the Natural History Museum. It works by using a beam of accelerated electrons to scan images. I went to Tunbridge School's science labs to find out more. I'm standing in front of something that looks rather like a photocopier, but actually it's something much, much cleverer than that. There's a little drawer in it, which doesn't contain paper, but actually contains various samples. Well, to explain a bit more about this machine, I'm joined now by the senior biology technician at Tunbridge School, Ramona Sulzinger. Hello, Ramona.
Hello, hi.
Can you describe what the various bits are in this big noisy box in front of us?
So this big noisy box actually is an electron microscope. The noise actually comes from the vacuum pump, which is part of the electron microscope, not the microscope itself. And what it does is that it magnifies images to a point our conventional microscopes wouldn't be able to.
So that we can hear each other a bit more easily, do you mind switching it off for the moment?
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little more about electrons. Most of us know that various things are made of molecules, like carbon dioxide has carbon and two oxygen. Where do electrons come into that process?
It's actually a little bit further down the line.
Even tinier,
exactly. So electrons are subatomic particles. So if you imagine electrons building up atoms and atoms building up molecules that you just mentioned, carbon dioxide, for example, then you get the picture.
So how rare are these machines that we're standing in front of?
Electron microscopes in general are mostly only found in research institutes, museums and universities.
What can you actually see with them? Because they produce a picture on a screen. We've got some sample pictures behind us. I suppose they're a bit like pieces of grass, some of them. That looks like a type of nut. This looks like a piece of ice. They are extraordinary, aren't they?
Anything can be scanned by a scanning electron microscope and be discovered as an amazing new world beyond what we can detect with our eyes.
How does it work when you show the students this microscope?
They can do like a guessing game that they all really, really enjoy. I showed them a highly magnified image of a pollen grain or an insect leg. It's always really funny to watch them struggle to find out what it might be.
Can they actually bring in samples of things they've found, dead insects they've found in their house?
I actually encourage them to do so. I do tell them, have a look around, even if it's just a piece of paper. I guarantee it's going to look amazing under an electron microscope.
How excited are you to be showing young students how it works?
I find it amazing to get them excited about sciences. They sit in front of the computer, they push the buttons themselves, and then they see that they can do this. And then suddenly they go, oh, this is awesome. I like sciences now. I want to be a scientist. And it makes it worth it.
Thanks very much, Ramona. I'm now joined by Lisa Alford, a senior chemistry technician here at Tunbridge School. How exciting is this project for you?
Oh, it's great fun. We've been running STEM workshops for children years 5 to 8, and then we do a 9+. So we've invited local schools to come along, including Hugh Christie, Judd and Paddockwood Primary School. And the little ones, I think for me, that's the most rewarding, because some of the questions they come out with at the end is just amazing. It's like, oh, can you see blood? And they're very interested actually in animal poop. They all want to see animal poop. One student brought in a tarantula's foot, which was incredible. I've never seen anything like it. And they were so thrilled to actually see it there on the screen in front of them. If there's a pupil listening that would like to come and have a look, if they contact their school teacher and ask them to ring in to Tunbridge School and ask to speak to one of the science technicians, we could get them booked in and have a session.
Senior chemistry technician Lisa Alford. The scanning electron microscope will be at Tunbridge School until the 21st of October. I'm Martin Webber for West Kent Radio.